Family, friends, and volunteers continuing the search for a missing Alliance man. 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang has been missing since early June 3rd. Police say he left his West Oxford Street home in a white GMC Canyon pickup with Ohio plate KTM3203. Hang, who suffers from schizophrenia and other health issues, left behind his cell phone and wallet. A community search was planned today. His family seeking help to fund drones and search dogs. Anyone with information asked to contact Alliance Police at 330-821-9140. Multiple guns and tactical gear discovered in a vehicle belonging to an Alliance Police sergeant after an incident in Austintown. 27-year-old Ethan Griffin of Austintown facing charges including OVI, obstructing official business, and possession of firearms while intoxicated. WFMJ-TV reports a truck crashed into a utility pole near Kirk Road in South Canfield Niles Road Sunday morning. Griffith briefly ran from officers and was later found and taken into custody. It was arraigned Monday in Mahoning County Court. Fatal shooting at a Halloween party in Springfield Township leads to a prison sentence. 39-year-old Brian Kofer died from injuries suffered in the incident at a home on Canton Road October 27th. The second man suffered serious injuries in an assault. 23-year-old Terrence Williams of Canton pleaded guilty to counts of felonious assault and involuntary manslaughter and was sentenced today to 18 to 23 years behind bars. 25-year-old Christian Diaz Sauceda of Canton was charged with felonious assault. He failed to appear in court in March after being released with a summons. His 28-year-old brother Anthony is also being sought on a felonious assault charge. Previously planned school closure in the Canton City School District could be reversed as officials now consider keeping Gibbs Elementary open for new programs. Superintendent Jeff Talbert says he'll recommend moving alternative to suspension and trauma-informed programs from the Compton Learning Center into the Gibbs building, which would also be renamed the Paralee Learning Center at Gibbs. The board expected to consider the proposal at its July meeting. Talbert says the change comes amid a potential property swap with the city and costly roof repairs needed at Compton. Sentencing was Monday for a Hartville man who pleaded guilty to charges stemming from a fatal drunken driving crash in Summit County. 23-year-old George Taylor was given 7 to 10 and a half years in prison on aggravated vehicular homicide and OVI charges by Common Pleas Judge Jennifer Towell. Prosecutors say Taylor had a blood alcohol level more than double the legal limit when his car crashed into a pole on Massillon Road in Springfield Township last May. A passenger, 18-year-old Isabel Grubaugh, was killed. Carrollton man has his trial date moved in connection with a shooting in Jackson Township. Police say 24-year-old Quincy Coleman turned himself in the following week. His trial on a count of felonious assault, which was to begin Monday in Common Pleas Court, was moved to July 27th. The incident happened in a parking lot at the 6400 block of Strip Avenue Northwest December 9th, where Coleman is accused of firing a single shot at another man before fleeing. No one was injured. No property damage was reported. A house in Michelin Township was destroyed by fire Sunday night. A resident of the Ford Street Northeast address suffered burns and a cut on her arm in the fire, which was reported just after 8:30. The resident and a guest were outside when firefighters arrived. The repository reports damage to the building and contents was estimated at $220,000. The cause has not been determined. The state fire marshal is investigating. The Stark County Republican Party looking for interested candidates to fill a vacancy on family court. Judge Rose Marie Hall is retiring effective October 1st. Attorneys living in Stark County may submit letters of intent and resumes by 5 p.m. June 19th. The party's executive committee will meet June 24th to recommend up to 3 candidates to Governor DeWine, who will make the appointment. The decision could come next week on whether to extend Massillon's temporary halt on data center construction. The Independent reports the current 60-day moratorium set to expire June 22nd, with council considering adding another two-month extension. The move would give officials more time to finalize proposed zoning rules that could limit data centers to heavy industrial areas and impose strict requirements for utilities, noise, and infrastructure before approval. A portion of Leesville Lake in southwest Carroll County has been closed as officials monitor the possible release of hydrogen sulfide gas. U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says higher than normal sulfate levels entering the lake could be converted into the gas by summer microbial activity. Hydrogen sulfide, which smells like rotten eggs, can irritate the eyes, nose, throat, and respiratory system. It could cause breathing problems for people with asthma. Officials say recreational use of the lake and eating fish caught there are not currently considered health risks. The area around the lake's outlet works has been closed while monitoring continues.